guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I have a fun, I just did something on the 30-somethings trying to date and having a hard time dating, and I found another really fun article that I thought I'd read tonight about more frustration with the 30-somethings leaving, well, the 20-somethings leaving their 30s behind and wishing, man, I wish I'd found something in my 20s. So this is from the Daily Mail. Says, dating in your 30s is just waiting for the good ones to get divorced. Frustrated singletons reveal how much harder it is to find love when you leave your 20s behind. Says, people from around the world revealed the problems with dating in their 30s. Many said it seemed like all the good potential partners have already been taken. One person said likelihood of finding a good catch was like finding Neverland. Another admitted they were waiting for the good ones to get divorced. So here's what I find so funny about this is it's happened with girls that I've dated. It happened with friends. It happens with articles. It happens everywhere. When women are in their 20s, they are in their prime as far as looks, as far as athleticism, as far as being able to pretty easily stay slim, just kind of having all of the opportunity. They go to college. And it used to be, at least, you know, when I was talking to my mom about this and I asked where her and my dad met many, many, many years ago. They met right after my mom was out of college, and she was a secretary at an industrial, it was a corporation that made glass and other products. And my father was working there, and he just happened to come in, and she was a secretary, and they started chatting it up, and he asked her on a date. But again, he was like mid-30s, and she was mid-20s. So I think once women hit 30, either, again, the abilities to find somebody, settle in, get dating, then get married, then have kids, it starts getting pretty late. If you don't start till 32, 33, married by 35, 36, start to all of a sudden you're 37, 38, 39 before you have your first little one. And so 20s is really the best year to kind of settle in and get that permanent guy. The other mistake that a lot of women make is they have kids in their 20s without a long-term partner. So we're going to read down through this and get some of the comments from some people on what it's like to date in their 30s. They say, the course of true love never did run smooth, but for some singletons, it seems dating is a trickier than ever. People from around the world revealed their candid frustrations about dating in their 30s in an anonymous thread shared on Whisper. Among the admissions is one person who said trying to find a good catch in your 30s is like finding Peter Pan in Neverland. Why did they just repeat this twice? Oh, okay. Let's see. So dating in your 30s is rough. You're just waiting for the good ones to get divorced. So here's what's interesting. Let's say we follow the 80-20 rule that we've heard a lot, that the 100% of the women want to date the top 20% of men, which gives men many, many options. They're so choosy, instead of saying, you know what, I will look at maybe instead of the top 20% of men, I'll look at the top 30% or the top 40% or even the top 50%. Instead of doing that, they just say, you know what, I'm picky enough, I'll just wait for that top 20% to maybe I can meet one that's divorced. Hopefully he doesn't have any kids in a family yet and I can snag him. That makes no fool sense because, again, there's still 100% of the women waiting for those 20% of men, but when a good portion of them are married, you know, you're throwing it all away for nothing at that point. But again, that's the mindset that these women are in. They've been taught now for decade after decade that, I deserve the best. I'm special. I'm unique. I'm wonderful. I'm this. I'm that. And the young men are being told the same as well. And I don't want to say all millennials are taught this because it's not the case, but you know, the millennial generation is called the snowflake generation because each one's unique and special. It's been called the snowplow generation because their parents go through, usually the mother, and make sure to remove all obstacles out of their way so their path is easy. And then the first time they encounter something difficult, they freak out and don't know how to handle it. And this is a case where they're finding things aren't working out the way they want. And instead of looking at a different way to maybe approach the situation, they just stomp their feet, cross their arms, and go, fine, I'm going to wait. I'll wait till one of these guys, maybe he got a bad wife, and I'll wait till he decides to leave her, and then I'll pick him up. Interestingly, though, by the statistics at least, even these good guys are having the women file divorce on them. And then all of a sudden, yeah, they're single again. But guess what? He may be writing checks for alimony and child support, doesn't have quite as much money. Maybe he's not a top 20%er anymore. Maybe because he makes a little bit less money, he's not quite as desirable. It's an uphill battle. I mean, the women that are looking for, well, I want a guy that's 6 foot tall. Instantly, you're like in the top 10 or 15% of men are above 6 foot tall. That's how quickly you eliminate everybody out there just by having that one statistic. Once you start adding in money and everything else, you're looking at the top 5 or 10% of men. Dating in your mid-30s is like going to the grocery store at midnight before they've restocked. All the good stuff is gone and everything else is picked over and damaged. Maybe you might find something. Again, this just goes to show you it's not there for you. It's not there for you anymore. But, you know, the guys that are in their 30s, right, the gentlemen that are in their 30s are still going out with the 20-somethings. And a lot of men are learning, I don't need to get married to go out with someone in their 20s because they're in the party mode, they're in the I'm having fun mode, they're in the I want to find my inner self and bed all these different guys. And so the 30-somethings, like, I don't need to settle down. Then as the guys get into their 40s, now they've got 20-somethings. Like I said, my last long-term relationship was with a 26-year-old student, a college student. So then a 40-year-old that, you know, keeps himself in decent shape and it is doing okay for himself, he can go hang out with the 20-somethings. They like him because he can easily pay for dates and, you know, and he's a little bit more mature and knows lots of activities and fun things to do. And he doesn't have to go into college or study for exams. He's got his free time after he finishes work. And that same guy can go out with the 30-somethings that are looking for Mr. Right. And he can say, well, you know what? I'm still got it going on enough that even if I'm not the long term for these women, they'll still hang out with me and have fun and so on and so forth. So really that leaves the 40-something guys now have 30s and 20s to work with. 30-something guys have 30 and 20s to work with. So now you're up to 50-year-old guys. And the 50-year-old guys, guess what? They're still going out with the 40s and the 30s and the 20s. And I know this because one of the relationships that I had, the after we broke up, she ended up dating somebody that was even older than I was and who was in his 50s. So here's a 50-something dating like a 27 or 28-year-old, right? So when are the women going to find the good men that are ready to settle down or maybe take a second swipe after they've been rammed through on a divorce? Not going to happen because I think the guys are getting wise to it. Let's see, 30s, getting laid easy, finding love nearly impossible. Not looking for a hookup. One Washington-based woman said was easy to find someone to fool around with in your 30s, deemed it nearly impossible to find true love because guys are not wanting to settle down. You've programmed them seeing their maybe their father, their brother, their friends getting just mauled in divorce, and you've programmed them to say, no, I'm not interested in that. I have nothing to gain. Early 30s dating pool, shallower, dirtier, judgmental, and packed with unwanted baggage. However, by mid-30s, it goes with the flow. That sounds like a dude that's writing that. That sounds like a guy. Deleted my Facebook dating profile. I'm going to commit to not online dating in my 30s. The longer I swipe, the more convinced that I'll be alone forever and the more depressed I get. Not worth it. Again, that's either a guy that's not getting any matches online because, again, the Tinder and the OkCupid and the other polls have shown that the women find 80% of the men less than average, which is statistically impossible. There was one that I saw that they found no men, zero men were in the top 10%, and only like something like 4.8% were in the top 20%. The rest, which is 95% of men, were below the 80 percentile. It just doesn't work. I have to admit, meeting men in my 30s is so friggin' easy and fun. Confidence comes with age, ladies. I'm in the prime of my life. This is someone that's out there just having a good time, not trying to find a serious relationship, and she's still, you know, she's still in the playground having a good time. That may end if she wants something serious, though. Once you're 30 plus, the tables turn in dating. Men will be looking for younger women in their 30s. Once you're 30 plus, the tables turn in dating. Men will be looking for younger. And women in their 30s realize they are losing their looks and will settle in many occasions. And I've said this many times. You know, you guys that are in your 20s that want to date, just relax. I know everything's raging, and you know, you got the old testosterone going through the veins. Just relax, settle into work, settle into a career, get things going for you, get your profession under your belt. By the time you're in your 30s, you'll be successful. You won't have wasted any time in your 20s on dating, which is and it's a lost cause in your 20s as a guy, really. Once you get into your 30s, though, again, you'll have 20s and 30s available, 40s, 20s, 30s, so on and so forth. So you'll have plenty of time once you reach your 30s. I thought dating in my 30s would be easier, but it's actually harder. I miss having genuine connection with somebody. Dating as a single mom in my 30s is like finding Neverland. Good man are married, gay or dead. yes, when good men means not the guys going out and having their fun. That's almost all men nowadays. I'll let you in on a little secret. Gay guys are out just having their fun too. In your 30s, every girl treats a date as a job interview. Sometimes the pressure is a lot. It's because they want to find that right guy. They want to find somebody that's, are you willing to settle and are you willing to take care of me? Ever since I hit my 30s, I swear that 18 to 22-year-olds are consistently more attracted to me. Working out, eating healthy, and staying single has been good to me. That's true. Why? Because the 20-some women don't want anything to do with the very young 18 to 22-year-old guys because they have nothing to offer. They don't have any finances. They don't have money, so on and so forth. But an 18 or 22-year-old guy dating a 35-year-old gal, she's got the resources now. He's kind of the play toy. And I think Madonna, like in her 60s or 70s or whatever she is, I think she's dating like some guy in his 20s. So dating in your 30s is like trying to find the least broken appliance in the thrift store. I'm a workaholic. I don't want a man child in my life. 30s are great, but the dating scene is lame AF. Wish these dudes would get on my level. See, again, she's now finding that she wants to date up. She wants to date someone that's better, and she's running into guys like me. I would probably be considered like a man child. It's like, what do you do for work? I don't. I'm kind of semi-retired. Oh, where do you live? I just rent a little place for now. I'm going to live on a bus driving around the country. Oh, yeah, no. And it looks like that's all of it. So, you know, said it before, said it again. 30s, the options start going for women. Because in the 20s, women have 30-something guys, 40-something guys, 50-something guys, 20-something guys. All they have four decades going up from their age. As they get into 30-somethings, though, the 20s are gone. And interestingly, many of the 30s are gone because those guys are dating younger. Even the 40s are kind of challenging because those guys are dating younger. Once a woman gets to 40, she's got to start looking at 50s and 60s. Because I as a 40-year-old, I don't think I've ever dated a 40-something. I don't even remember the last time I dated somebody over 35. And it's not because I consciously look for that. I don't go around and I say, oh, you seem interesting and you seem nice and attractive. How old are you? Oh, no. I don't do that. I just, my attitude, my personality, and my lifestyle seems to still be suitable for very young 30s or older 20s. I'm sure a lot of you guys, I know there was one gentleman, one of you guys posted on one of my things that said you were like in your mid-50s, you go to the gym, you're healthy, you're exercise, and you're still dating 30-somethings, 20-somethings. You still get attention. Well, not that you were dating, but you still get attention from that. I think you had gone like some of us, which is completely like done with dating. So there you goes, guys. Another example of just, you know, when you can't make up your mind. And I think as more women kind of move from those 20s into the 30s, I think the 30s is going to be stacked full here this upcoming decade or in the next 5 or 6, 7 years. I think the 30s and maybe the young 40s are going to be stacked full of women who refuse to settle but can't find a guy up to their standards, and they're just out. They just have nothing left. I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. I'm sure you guys have something interesting to say about what you've noticed as well. I'll leave it there, gentlemen. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. I appreciate it. And of course, the best way you can support my work, like, comment, share, and subscribe, because still a lot of you have not subscribed. As a matter of fact, I see a lot of you posting and liking on lots of my stuff, but you're still not subscribed. It's fun. It's free. It's easy. And the government will only track you a little bit. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, just if you're still wanting to date and you're a fella, wait till your 30s or even early 40s, wait till you're established, and it gets a lot easier. Thank you.